Here, kids, how are you? I hope you're jumping on your beds and enjoying your time. 2, make it more memorable. 1, let's listen to a fairy tale. So, here I begin. The name of the fairy tale is Fairy, Don't Go Near the Flame. So, let's begin. Kids are often warned not to go near the flame. So is the story of this little fairy who was warned not to go near any flame of any sort as it could be harmful. But she was little in age, and as other fairies are small in size, so was she, about 5 inches in height. But this is what the size of fairies is, which is about 50 times lesser than the size of normal human, and with this height the fairies lived by. As everybody knows, fairies are nice creatures, but humans are wicked and cunning and not anywhere close to nice as fairies. And this is how the world goes by. Now, this fairy named Starwork, who was a girl of course, was always attracted towards the flames. She liked going near the flames and admiring their fire. When she would see a flame, she would go near it and adore it for hours and hours together, which sometimes she got scoldings for. But she did not pay heed to the scoldings and used to continue going near the flames. She liked the color and warmth and how the flame flickered and danced and lighted up the whole area around it. Now, there was this guy who used to trap insects by lighting up candles. As bugs are interested in light, they used to come near it, and then he used to trap the insects and keep them in a cage made of glass. What he had was, he had a candlelight burning inside an enclosed glass chamber. And when he used to see the sufficient amount of insects have flocked inside the enclosure, he closed the enclosure's door and the insects got trapped inside. Then he transferred the insects to another glass enclosure and saw them flying inside. The insects used to live for some time and then die of suffocation inside the enclosure until a new supply of insects were brought in. This guy was evil. Now, so happened, this fairy was passing by the trapper's house at night and saw this candle flame which looked very beautiful to her. She went near the flame in spite of many warnings from other fairies who were flying with her and were telling her not to go near the flame. But she didn't listen and went to the flame. At that time, the boy came and closed the door of the enclosure in which the fairy also got trapped. The trapper was sleepy, and thus he slept after closing the door, unaware that he had trapped a fairy. The other fairy saw this and tried with all their might to rescue Starwork, but they couldn't. They tried a lot lifting up the heavy iron lever which was locking the door, but they couldn't. They thought they'll go to the fairyland and bring some help, but it was too far, and until they'll come, it will be too late. They, including Starwork, all wept, but nothing could be done at that time. So, before sunrise, so that nobody else sees them, the other fairies left for Fairyland and promised to help Starwork to rescue her. Now, in the morning, the boy trapper woke up and went near the trapping enclosure. There he saw Starwork lying down, who he thought was dead because her eyes were closed. He saw that and put his hand inside the enclosure. Then he picked up the fairy, who suddenly woke up frightened. As fairies have a different tongue, the boy couldn't understand what she was saying. Even if boy knew what she was saying, he wouldn't have paid a heed to it, as the boy was evil. The boy thought for a while and then at once decided to sell it to a guy who ran a fairy circus and will give lots of money for the fairy. The fairy couldn't escape fairy circus because that was too inside a big cubicle glass enclosures, and the person who ran it was the wickedest person alive. The fairy circus was the worst possible thing for fairies. Fairies had heard great evil stories about the circus, and that no fairy ever returned from that place. Many fairies had died working there and trying to escape. It was like a very cruel prison for them. But so was the fate of Starwork. When Starwork realized that she was going to the fairy circus, she became pale of fear and did not know what to do. But she was not gonna give up easily. She said to herself, "I am not afraid of fire flames. Why should I be afraid of getting trapped in a circus?" She also remembered that her friend fairies had promised to help her to escape. So she remained hopeful and strong. The fairy circus used to be run in a forest near a small village. There, people would flock in great numbers to see the fairies perform. The owner of the fairy circus had a freaky setup in a big glass enclosure. He used to fill a conductor gas and pass electric current through it if any fairy did not perform properly. So, on passing electric current, not only the fairies that were performing poorly suffered, but All the fairies in the chamber suffered as the conductor gas was present everywhere in the aquarium. The current went throughout the gas, barely missing any spot or area. So, this was hell for fairies. Starwork was first taught to balance herself on wire with the support of balancing stick, but she refused to do that. But continuous electric shocks made her give in. So she started to learn balancing on the rope with the help of balancing rod. It took her some time, but she learned to do it. Then she was told to walk on sharp spikes with her bare feet, which, after lots of refusal and shocks, she learned walking barefooted on sharp spikes. She used to bleed first, but then her feet skin became used to the sharpness of the spikes, and she started doing it in the circus shows. Then, thirdly, she had to learn trapeze tricks, like transferring from one horizontal bar to another while moving high up in the air. The thing was that the wings of the fairies were tied while performing trapeze acts, so they couldn't fly to even protect themselves while falling down. It was not only difficult, but also life-threatening, as there were no nets below the trapeze acts. If a fairy fell from the trapeze while performing, she could break her skull and kill herself. Some fairies had died doing that. While Starwork was learning these acts, she was planning how to escape from the prison circus too. She saw the circus enclosure was always closed except once a day, when they were given food by opening the enclosure door. It was not easy to escape during that time too, because the circus owner, while feeding them, kept hands on the switch that produced electric current, just in case any fairy tried to escape. But Starwork was adamant to escape, so she devised a plan. She waited for the day when her fairy friends will find her and did not try to escape until then. One day, she saw one of her friends who had promised her to help her escape when she had got trapped in the flame enclosure. What happened was, Starwork had just finished performing in the circus, and suddenly she saw her friend flying near the ceiling and waving at her. Starwork was the happiest fairy at that time. She regained her strength and got hopeful again. When the circus owner put the fairy circus glass enclosure in her room and left it alone there and went away, Starwork and her friends talked, and Starwork asked her fairy friend, "What took them so long?" Her friend told Starwork that they had been looking for her for a very long time, but couldn't find her. So they had a fairy spy on the trapper. One day, the fairy, who was carefully following and listening to the talks of the trapper while hiding, heard trapper say to a friend that He had sold the fairy, whom he trapped by chance, to the fairy circus owner. Then they knew where to find her. Her friend then had flown faster than the other fairies and came to her sooner. Starwork was delighted to hear that and told her friend her escape plan. By that time, other fairies who had promised to help Starwork escape had come there too. They had heard the plan and agreed upon it. Also, the circus fairies heard that and were happy to hear the escape plan. Next day, when the circus owner came there to give food to the fairies so that they don't starve and his circus keeps on generating him wealth, he suddenly heard a noise coming from a fairy who was making faces at him. He got worried and thought that she was one of the circus fairy who had escaped. He suddenly got worried and took a net and went after that fairy. In a hurry, he forgot to close the circus glass enclosure, and it was left open. The fairies inside the enclosure saw that and immediately started flying out of the circus enclosure. The circus enclosure owner, who was chasing other fairy, heard voices and saw what was going on. When he saw that the circus fairies were escaping, he tried closing the enclosure door with the stick that he was holding. But he hit the door along with the enclosure so hard that the stick shattered the enclosure door and broke the entire fairy circus, which was the end of it. Circus fairies thanked Starwork and their friends. They then went back to their homes in Fairyland. There, they were rejoiced to return back to their family and celebrated reunion. Okay, kids, bye-bye.